Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast. So today I wanted to talk all about surrendering, letting go, and going with the flow, because it can just be so difficult to just chill, relax, calm your mind when all you want is your manifestation to just, you know, come into a fruition and happen. So letting go can come in so many different forms. It can come in the form of letting go of what you want to manifest, letting go of the outcome of things. Sometimes, you know, in general, it's all about just letting go of the end result and actually just being absolutely okay with how things are in the present, being okay with it not having to happen, and being okay if it does happen too. I think the number one struggle we all have is the fact of, well, why should I accept that I need to be okay with it not happening? Because I want it to happen, and that's law of attraction, and therefore I should think as if. And yes, you should definitely, but it's also a reflection of gratitude for the now. So if you're not grateful and appreciative of what you have right now in your own situation, and a lot of people are asking me to do a podcast on improving relationships as well. So this is actually probably a really good tip for that as well. You know, if you can't be appreciative of that relationship with that person, even now when it's bad, then why would you manifest the good stuff? First of all, you really need to define what the positives are in your situation currently. So even though things may seem shit, they may hurt, they may be painful, and you may just really, really want that manifestation to come into fruition and, you know, improve your life, you really need to sit down and make a list of things you're grateful for right now. And I did this when, like I said in my previous podcast, like me and Mr. C were like having some issues and like things just weren't getting better. So I wrote, and I realized in that moment I wasn't being grateful for how things were in that moment, even as bad as they were. So making a list of the things I was really grateful for, you know, and I did this to all aspects of my life as well, and it just really changed my aspect on a lot of things and my perception on how I viewed those things. And I realized after truly finding the happiness and gratitude and appreciation for those things in my life right this moment, as they were like a bit negative, I realized, wow, I don't even need those things to happen. And, you know, I've done this with a lot of my manifestations. I did this with before I manifested the dream man. I did this before manifesting the dream house. I gave up on those manifestations and actually just thought, I really like what I've got now. Like, you know what? Yeah, it would be great if those things came along. It would be great if those relationships improved. But sometimes doing nothing is literally the best thing you can do, and that's called surrendering. So surrendering your control to the situation. So surrendering is probably the hardest thing I've learned to do, definitely, being a control freak myself. So surrendering, you know, the outcome or the need for those things can be really, really challenging, because, well, you don't want to surrender it. You want to hold on to it and take inspired action and visualize and etc. But you really need to remember that surrendering is so important. And I found a lot of situations in my life where I've really tried to be positive. I've tried to speak into existence, especially improving relationships, actually. I've really tried everything, like overcommitted, overgiven, over just done everything to like try and make the situation better, and then done nothing because I'm just like, well, I literally can't do anything else. And they've just magically improved. And it's because I've surrendered. I've surrendered and said, right, universe, this is up to you now. I'm handing this situation over to you. Release me of this. Like, this is in your control. Do what's best for me and all others involved. And by doing something as simple as that can be so, so, so powerful. And it may seem silly to surrender and give up, essentially, but it honestly brings it so much quicker to you. I can't even explain. Like, by fully surrendering in my own relationship, within a week it improved. After months of like just negativity and like this big black cloud almost like looming over it, within a week of surrendering, it just was like magical and amazing and perfect again. I was like, what the hell? And again, when I manifested my dream house, when I surrendered and gave up and accepted that actually I wanted to continue living in my flat and it wasn't as bad as I made it out to be, then the very next day, my house came along. Same with the dream man. I got so happy and so accepting of my situations and so grateful to be single and like grateful for being independent and living by myself. Boom, guess who turned up? So it's like they say, things always happen when you least suspect them to. And it's so true, because you give up and you surrender. So if you've got any like persisting issues in your life, or like, you know, persisting negativity, then I strongly urge you to surrender it. Like, find the gratitude in it first of all, and then surrender. Just do nothing. Like, and as stupid and basic as that seems, by doing nothing you're doing so much more than you were before, like running around like a headless chicken. And sometimes I think, like, I definitely intuitively receive it, but I definitely feel like my angels and the universe, like, laughs at me sometimes for, like, the stuff I do, because I swear, like, Delano has told me this, Rachel has told me this in readings. They're just like, what the heck are you worrying about? Like, calm down. You don't need to do anything. We've got this. And there's me, like, running around, like, I need to do this. I need to do this. Oh my God, like, I need to make this happen. And selling my business has actually been another example of me like not surrendering and not letting go. So I'm gonna do an experiment with you. So for those of you who don't know, I've spoken about it a few times, but I suppose to know whether it was really topical to discuss it before. So I'm currently trying to sell my extreme couponing business, just because I just feel that I'm moving in a completely different direction now. And to be honest, I really feel like I've grown the business so much that it actually needs a team of people now to just really dedicate time to it and really be passionate about and helping even more people save money. So it's not like a selfish thing, and it's not like, you know, a monetary thing. Like, yeah, the money's gonna really help me and, you know, help me buy my first house. But essentially, like, it's to free up more time so I can do more of what I love, more of what I'm passionate about, and also to give that business the justice it deserves and the time and dedication it deserves by, you know, a committed team of people. So that's my reasons for selling. And, you know, I love that business so much. I still enjoy it. I've been doing it 5 years this year, which seems mental, like half a decade. I think that is the biggest commitment I've ever made in my life to anything. So it has given me incredible opportunities, incredible platforms, which is why I am where I am today. And I've just thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed being the coupon queen and like going on this morning and doing all the money saving bits. Like, I've enjoyed every single aspect of it, but it's just not for me now. Like, I've outgrown it. I've grown as a person, and the business has grown in its own separate direction, which just needs more people with, you know, more of a knowledge in that industry who can grow it to an even bigger platform. Essentially, like, I had a buyer who was very interested, and it was almost like too good to be true. You know when something's too good to be true? Like, everybody kept saying this to me, like my family, Mr. C, he was like, this is just not a normal business deal. Like, this is too good to be true. Like, this man's literally offering you anything you want. Like, that's not how you do business. And yeah, it did seem too good to be true. And I always kind of had a sixth sense of like, I don't think he is gonna buy it. So I was never too like worried about it. So when I kind of like got that intuition of, right, you really need to think of like a plan B if he doesn't buy this, I then started like worrying, like, where the hell do you find a buyer for a business? And when I had my reading with Rachel in December, she said to me, you know, you actually don't really need to do much. She said, you know, I see it's something to do with Facebook, like Facebook Messenger, like it's all going to be dealt with like via Facebook, I feel. And she said, you know, the amount it was going to sell for, she said quite a lot of things. So that really helped me. But she said, you know, you just don't even need to worry about it. So in all due respect, I did actually not worry about it. So when the first buyer fell through and was like, yep, I'm not gonna buy it, like I kind of just thought like, shit, I have no backup plan here. Like, what do I do now? Like, and I thought, right, what's the best thing I can do in my law of attraction powers? So first of all, I surrendered, I let go, and I found appreciation in running the business again. So I thought about all the different outcomes and thought, actually, even if I run this business for another 5 years, it pays my bills, it gives me an incredible life, it gives me an incredible platform, I really enjoy doing it still. So do you know what? Even if I don't sell it, it's not all bad. Like, I can still manage it. It's manageable at the moment. So I just kind of have to keep it at this level. And then if my Emma stuff really took off and I really couldn't run it anymore, well, you either sell it for dirt cheap to someone or you just don't run it anymore. You just stop and cease business. So, you know, I had so many options either way. So I just really like found the gratitude and surrendered the outcome and really let go of me having to sell it. So Rachel said to me, I think this is what has played on my mind, that I had 6 months to sell it or it goes cold, basically. And I was like, oh hell no. So I think 6 months is May. I think it's May from memory. Yeah, it's May. May, June-ish time. And obviously I'm really conscious that we're nearly in April. The business is literally ready to go. Like if someone said to me, I will buy it tomorrow from you, I could literally hand it over tomorrow. Like that's not an issue. But yeah, now the panic has started to kick in because I'm really like struggling to accept like that I could get to May or June and not sell this business and not have that life-changing amount of money. And you know, especially when money's involved, like money's a big thing for me. So I'm just like, oh, like I really 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 want that money, but I'm like, I need to stop looking at it as a monetary gain and I need to just be like, right, why do I want to sell the business? It's because I want to buy my first home. So do I really need to focus on the sale of the business or do I need to focus on just manifesting the first home and like, you know, buying it or mortgaging it? Should I just focus on that and then whatever the universe has for me, i.e. like the divine plan, just go with that? Like maybe the sale of the business isn't the catalyst of it all, and like that, like obviously I'm gonna buy a house at some point in my life, like that is an inevitable thing. Like I know for a fact I can go and get a mortgage today if I wanted to, even though my credit's like not amazing, I know that I could. And obviously like with Mr. C, like that would be an even stronger application. So I have options. Like I will always.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Be able to buy my first home. I'll always, you know, be able to run the business no matter what. So it is a really difficult thing to just sit back, chill, let go and surrender. So I thought I had done all of this. I really thought I have nailed this. Like, I've surrendered, I've let go. But then last week I really thought, what have I actually done to sell the business? Like, I haven't advertised it anywhere. I haven't made, like, in my eyes, I thought I haven't taken inspired action here. I haven't taken any productive steps to even putting it out there, really. So in my head, I thought, right, I need to really think about where I could advertise it. So I know in my head that if it doesn't sell, I still did everything I could have, because that's what I was like fearful of, that I'd get to May to June, not sell it, and then think, well, I should have done this, I could have done that. And the stupid thing is like, even past May or June, I can still sell it. I'm literally holding this on what Rachel said, which is the worst part of it all. So I need to also accept that what is meant for me will never pass me, and that I can sell my business after May, June, no matter what Rachel says. Like, I still have the power to make that happen, and that opportunity will still arise again. So I started to look into ways of advertising it online, and I thought, well, I sell so much on Facebook, like personal stuff. Why can't I sell my business on Facebook? So I joined some like business for sale groups and stuff, but it was like 60 quid for 3 months. And like, I kind of looked at the success rate and how many people interacting on these groups, and it wasn't fantastic. So I thought, well, I don't want to spend £60. I know it's £60, but I don't want to spend £60 when like none of these businesses are selling. So I went on to businessesforsale.com, as this was recommended to me, this website, and it just like, it's got so many good reviews for selling businesses, and it's like the professional platform like people would go to. So that cost me £300 for 3 months, which I was a bit like, oh my god. But you did get a 20-day free trial, but then people started inquiring, and then you have to pay to like get their details and stuff. So I had to pay it, but I thought, no, three's a good number for you anyway, so follow the threes. And I thought, you know, this is an investment into your future. Like, a £300 investment for what you're going to get back is so fucking worth it. So I just thought, right, don't see it as a loss. That money will come back to me. I'm taking inspired action, and at least I can say wholeheartedly, I did everything I could in my power to make this happen. So I paid it, and I've had like a few inquiries and stuff. So I've like been sending the information out, and then I literally did something I've been avoiding for so long. So many like people who are in business and like who are my business friends like said to me, you need to do a pitch deck. And I was like, I do not want to do one of them. It looked like so much work. It just looked ridiculous. Like, I was like, I'm just going to pay someone to do it if I have to do it, because I don't want to do it. But then I thought, like, no, like, stop paying people to do it. Like, just do it yourself. Like, it's your business. Only you know that information. And again, you need to take inspired action. So if you want to sell your business, do it. So at the weekend, I did my pitch deck, and it only took me an hour. I thought it was going to take me so much longer, but it only took an hour, and it looks really, really good. And I've got all my finances and everything else in order. So yeah, literally now I've done the hard bit. Essentially, now's the kind of like finding the buyer, going through the negotiations and like, you know, the legal side of stuff, and you know, signing it over. So in my eyes now, I truly need to surrender. I need to just sit back, relax. I've done everything in my power. And I think my key message here is, if you can sit there and say you've done absolutely everything in your power, you know that your slate is clean, and you know that you couldn't have tried any harder. So that's how I view it now. So I'm letting go. I'm just going to let these interested parties come to me. I'm going to email them and just leave it with the gods. Like, it's with the gods, exactly the same as my Hay House proposal. Like, it's done. It's with the gods. And I didn't feel 100% about that either. Like, I submitted it on March the 1st because I just had this, like such a vivid dream that I had to submit it on March the 1st, otherwise something bad was going to happen. So I submitted it at 11:11 on the 1st of March, all the wands, very, very spiritual day. And I just didn't feel 100% about it because the sample chapters I'd written back in September, like, I've spiritually awoken so much since then. So stuff like, it wasn't like it wasn't accurate, but like I could have gone into so much more detail by this point, and like I just felt it wasn't like my strongest, like it could have been stronger. But then I had to think, no, like the actual pitch is amazing, like I've worked so hard on that, it's strong, it's amazing, it's just the sample chapters which I feel aren't my strongest part of it. But then I thought, this is how the universe intended me to submit it. Like, I know my fate already with it. I am certain of it. Like, so many people are certain of it. And, like, I just thought, like, no, this was meant to be submitted like this. Like, stop trying to control things. Stop trying to be a perfectionist. Stop. You need to let go and surrender. Like, it's done. It's sent. You can't do anything about it now. Like, perfection is not always the way forward, and you know, you just need to let go and let the universe do the rest for you. So I hope these examples have like helped you a little bit to establish that why surrendering and letting go works so well. Like, it seems simple and people think, yeah, like I definitely surrendered, I definitely let go, but it's the classic phrase of, I keep hearing this, like, when you think you've surrendered, surrender more. And you think, right, how the fuck can I surrender even more? Because I am surrendering. Like, how can I go any further? But you do. You so do. And it's ultimately like, you know when you've fully surrendered. One, when it happens, definitely. And two, because you're just so happy and content with how life is at the present. You forget about it. You don't stress about it. And you just sit back and think, I've got this. Or it's happening. Or it's with the gods. Like, I've done my best. So like my top tips definitely for like surrendering and letting go would be, and I think this can apply to most situations as well, is number one, if you know that you have done everything in your power to take inspired action, so whether it's like a worky kind of thing or a personal goal, like have you done everything in your power to make it happen and to make the universe aware that you want that thing? Which in most cases will be true. But, you know, like in my business example, like I hadn't done everything I could have. I was just sat there expecting the universe to bring it to me, which sometimes it does. But I got to a point where I was like, no, if this didn't happen by May, I would be really upset because I would look back and think, but you didn't do anything, Emma. So why do you think the universe would have given it to you? So I wanted to know that I in myself had done everything so that I didn't blame myself if for some reason it didn't sell. So make sure that you have that reassurance and have that knowledge that you've done everything in your capability. And it's also a case of like, don't overdo things as well, like I did in my relationship. Like I would try and fix it, I would like overdo things and like overgive and like fill his cup more than filling my cup. So it's also a case of like, don't overdo that as well. Like there's a medium you need to find in that and make sure that, you know, you're not being taken advantage of, or, you know, it's not like ridiculous actions you're taking. It's just sensible actions from your control. Another exercise is to surrender it to your angels. So, you know, just sit there and say, I hand this situation over to you, angels. Like, please surround me with love and light and reassurance on this situation. Like, it's your time to deal with this now. I've done everything in my capability. So please help to like remove the weight off my shoulders and, you know, do your thing, basically. And I've done this so many times with my angels and with the universe and spirit guides and things, and it really does work. You do feel like the weight has been lifted off your shoulders, and you do feel like, ah, I can breathe again, like, yay. So definitely, like, turn to your crystals even, turn to your angels, turn to the universe, ask for help and guidance. Another thing you can do is to do angel cards. So another thing I suffered with like when I was like desperate for information or like overgiving essentially and not surrendering, like I always used to do angel cards. Now it's healthy to do this to just like get guidance, but instead of asking specific questions, I would say, what do I need to know, universe? Like, tell me what I need to know right now, because that's so much more beneficial to you rather than what's the outcome of this situation, because the universe will give you what you need right now to help you right now rather than just give you a card which says success, because then you'll be like, great, well then how do I freaking deal with this right now? So always ask for like, how can I deal with this right now? And my number three tip, well, I suppose that's number four now. Yeah, my fourth tip would be to just, when you think you surrendered, surrender more. Like, find that surrendering and surrender more. So find your gratitude in the situation, write a list for everything positive in that situation right now, this minute, and then surrender it. Just say, this is yours, universe. I am not... like, I'm done with this. This is up to you now. Like, I'm just gonna sit here, sit back, relax, and chill. And that's the best thing you can do, because then the universe is like, great, now we can get the wheels in motion. Like, we can get moving now. She surrendered. So yeah, you just need to surrender, 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 and then surrender some more and surrender some more. And if you're finding it difficult to surrender, that's cool. That's like your detachment. That's your detachment to your manifestation. So if you're like, oh, but I can't let go, I can't surrender, you're obsessing. And you're obsessing, which means that you're attracting obsessive, like, desperate vibes. You're not attracting abundant, fulfilled, amazing vibes. You're attracting desperation, desperation, desperation. So stop obsessing. Like, if you are saying, I just can't let go, I just can't surrender, then you're too attached to your manifestation. You need to find the acceptance in it not happening. So this happens for me so much, and it is so important. Like, you need to be grateful for how your situation is now and accept that if it didn't happen for some reason, you would still be as happy as you would be with it happening. And once you found that, that is the pure gold dust. So I hope this podcast has helped you and answered your questions on surrendering and letting go. And as always, like, make sure to join my Facebook group, Law of Attraction Support Group, Emma Mumford, because on there we like to discuss the podcast. So if you want to discuss it anymore, get any advice from other people in the group, then that's a really good place to come and hang out. So make sure to come and join me. And as always, if you want to find out any more information about myself, you can find it on my website, emmamumford.co.uk, where my shop is with all my merchandise and courses and lots of amazing other stuff. So thank you so much for listening to my podcast, guys. I hope it has helped you, and I will see you in my next podcast, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.